What kind of society do we want? One in which most of the nation's wealth is concentrated among the few, or one in which all are included in the benefits and opportunities created by our prosperity? That's the question that will be asked Tuesday night as the Project for Deeper Understanding attempts to tackle the deeply divided issue of the haves and the have-nots. Panelists will include the president of the Park City School Board, Mo Hickey, Utah Progressive State Representative Brian King, and Republican Craig Powell, conservative economist at Westminster College Professor Hal Snar, as well as Derek Monson, the policy director of the conservative Sutherland Institute. The forum will take place 7 to 9 p.m. at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Silver Springs. Professor Snar says the society we want to create is a free one in which individuals can choose what kind of lifestyle they'll have.
People are free to choose what they want to do with their lives. If you want a better paying job, obviously you go to school, accumulate valuable job skills, which will put you on a path of prosperity. So I advocate for free, truly free society where people are free to choose what kind of health care they want, free to choose what kind of job they want, free to choose to buy health insurance from whomever they want. So I'm all about freedom.
However, Representative King says while freedom and choice are important, they're not limitless, and there are many other values, like making sure everyone is cared for with basic needs.
Freedom has its limits when you're talking about activities that endanger the welfare or security of other folks. And we've reached a point, I think, on this income and wealth gap in our society where it's as large as it's been for, you know, many decades, since some people think since the 1920s, which was the precursor to the Great Depression. And my concern is that when you reach a point where you have such a disproportionate return for capital versus labor, I mean, what we're really talking about here in large part is a disproportionate return on the investment of individuals' capital versus investment of individuals' labor. Laborers, get minimum wage, and people who invest capital, venture capitalists, for example, or investment bankers will have this return on their investment that far, far exceeds any return on labor's investment. And there has to be proportionality on these things.
The battle over increasing the minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $10.10 is split down party lines. Professor Snar says he's done a study that shows that a higher minimum wage will increase unemployment.
When you increase the minimum wage, it sounds great. It sounds warm and fuzzy. But what it creates is a situation where firms will cut back in the number of people they hire. And then at the market clearing wage, maybe some people decide not to work. But when you raise that minimum wage, it draws people into the labor market that maybe were staying home with kids, taking care of kids. So it draws them into the labor market. And what it tends to do is it raises unemployment. So all these policies sound great. We should not evaluate the policy based on intent. What we should evaluate the policy on is what are the consequences.
Further, he says, in those cities which have increased the minimum wage, it really hurts the youth who won't get the higher paying jobs and won't learn the skills that they need to get better paying jobs.
So when you raise that minimum wage, you make it more difficult for young people to gain really valuable job skills, coming to work on time, following the direction of managers. Those are very valuable job skills, and you're essentially pricing them out of the market, and they're not able to learn those job skills that are going to make them very effective in the future.
However, Representative King says the reviews are mixed, how a higher minimum wage will impact unemployment. More importantly, he says, is how do we expect people to live on $7.25 an hour?
How do we expect people at the minimum wage that it's currently at, which is, what, $7.25 an hour? How do we expect those folks to be able to make ends meet? I mean, it's just not responsible or reasonable to believe that an individual working full-time at that kind of a job is going to be able to take care of anybody's needs but their immediate own needs. And even then, I don't think that they're going to find it easy at all to make ends meet. I mean, it's a great thing to say, well, you know, young people need these beginning entry-level jobs, and the fact is that not many people make minimum wage except the very young when they're entering the labor force. Well, the reality is that there are a ton of workers who make at or maybe a little bit above minimum wage who are trying to provide for themselves and a spouse or even a family.
The Forum on Economic Opportunity will be held Tuesday at 7 at St. Luke's Church. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.